You can walk my path. You can wear my shoes. Land a talk like me and be an angel too. But maybe you ain't never gonna feel this way. You ain't never gonna know me. But I know you. I'm singing and I think can only get better. Get over a million. No, I know that things can only get better. Remember in 1997 when everyone was full of optimism? Yeah, sucks to be us.
Oh dear, Bill.
It's fun to play with effects on Audacity when you don't know what you're doing. Right. Bangers and mash. That's not even people. Hello. Word up. Audio boo. I know, I'm crazy. That didn't make sense to almost everybody. So, Audio Boo, it is the 7th of May today, and after the long election, it's now over, and we have no result. And I was very depressed last night, after such a huge swell of support for the Liberal Democrats over the past month or two, that it didn't equate really to votes. Okay, their vote share went up, but their seats went down about 5. Maybe that's a further reflection of our electoral system there, that their vote share went up and yet their seat number went down. I think I heard today on Twitter off of someone or other that it takes about 3 times as many votes to get a Liberal Democrat MP as it does a Tory or a Labour MP, and I think that's very sad. I still don't quite understand how that works, because surely if you're fielding the same candidate, the same number of candidates in the same number of constituencies, then you're still in with an equal chance of winning. You just have to get more than the rest of the people. So I don't quite get how that works, but certainly there's an argument said for the fact that they've got, what, just over a million less than Labour, and yet they've got something like 205 less seats, something around that number. How on earth is that reflective of what people want in this country, and how is it reflective that 57% wanted a centre-to-left government and only 37% wanted a right government in the Tory party, and yet Tory parties are the ones most likely to govern the country. I think that's pretty sad. I was just gutted when I woke up and heard that Nick Clegg had pretty much said that, yeah, we think the Tory party should get a crack at government. And I'd heard it said in the past that he was the most right-wing Liberal Democrat leader for a long time, and that people such as Kenneth Clark were always chanting at him, "You should be a Tory," you know, in the House of Parliament during Prime Minister's questions. And maybe that was the first hint of which way he's leaning, but I don't know how on earth he could get his party to be convinced of an alliance with the Conservatives, who don't want electoral reform, who are so far apart with the Liberal Democrats on everything. That was a kind of silent burp there, but it threw me off my game. I didn't want to make this boo all about politics, but I have again. But now it's over, and maybe we can move on to something else. What else have I got in my life? Okay, so politics it is again.